Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFO 91.5. It's Wicked Pisset Radio.
This is Break the Box with Chris.
Sound the general alarm!
He's coming, your favorite DJ.
Sound the general alarm! Sound the general alarm! Off to the deck!
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Yeah. like a piece of chalk, or maybe alabaster. I guess I'll have to ask her. She really likes the po-po Ruger feet. She dances pretty good for a piece of concrete. What the heck, she's just a rock. My girlfriend is a rock. You know it's only rock. It's only rock. It's only rock, rock. My girlfriend is a rock. They don't understand
everybody. How is everybody doing? Don't answer that. I know how we're all doing. We're kind of going crazy. That's what we are. We're going crazy. It's Chris. This is Strike the Box here at WMFO and Memphis 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. And we just finished up with some Mighty Mighty Boss Tones from 1991. Where'd you go? I went away for a little bit. That's what I did. No, not to the funny farm. Just a week of R&R. Get away for a little bit. Recharge the batteries. That's what we had to do. Like I said, from Tang Records, 1991, their EP, Where'd You Go? The Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, with Dickie Barrett on vocals. started things off with a bunch of jerks, as we usually play here on Strike the Box. They were wicked nice enough to send me their latest EP, White Girl Wasted, and they also sent me a PG version of White Girl Wasted that I can play on the radio, because the version that's on the EP, you can't play on the radio. But there's three really awesome songs on it: White Girl Wasted, Tribute, and Flying Saucer Attack, which is a cover of the Zillios, I think that's who it is, who did Flying Saucer Attack. You can get it from Rumbar Records, so as I say, virtually every show, check out some Rumbar Records. And in between, The Nerve Breakers from 1978, from Dallas, Texas. My Girlfriend is a Rock. They started out as a cover band playing songs from the 60s, but as the Ramones and Sex Pistols became big in America, they started to get a new audience and doing some of their own stuff. And they even opened for the Ramones back in 1977. They were also kind of big in Boston, from what I read here. And I must say, they have a wicked cool webpage. So I believe if you go to Google Nerve Breakers, you'll find them. And it's nervebreakers.com. Got some history, some photos, some MP3s. So I highly recommend checking it out. Nervebreakers.com. As I said, I was away for a week. I am back now and a little recharged, I think. The heat this last couple of days has been pretty oppressive. But I'm in my little cave here. It's a little cool. So let's get back to some music. I think I'm going to go back with some Rumbar stuff again. Coming up next. Here on Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO Memphis 91.5 FM.
Drinking alcohol. Now everyone I'll probably stay on planet Earth. It's a place to live your life where pleasure follows pain. People go insane, fly around in planes, pray that it won't rain, drive around in cars, get drunk in local bars, dream of being stars. Well, I lived all my life on planet Earth. I saw a girl who lost control when she lost her looming stole. I saw her try to catch a man, things I couldn't understand on planet Earth. I'll probably stay on planet Earth. It's a place to live your life where pleasure follows pain. People go insane, fly around in planes, pray that it won't rain, drive around in cars, get drunk in local bars, and dream of being stars. Well, I did all my life. I saw a man on a stage scream, put me back in my cage. I saw him hang by his tie. I saw enough to make me cry on planet Earth. On planet Earth.
Your choice is simple. Join us and live in peace, or pursue your present course and face obliteration.
Why do you treat me like you do? I don't know what you're up to. First you act like you need somebody, then you treat me just like dirt. You pick me up, you throw me down, and here I stay on the ground. I try to find out what's with you, and I come to this conclusion. Oh, baby, you're one girl I thought would stay with me, but you're not what I thought you'd be. Good thing I'm not blind and can't see, you never stay with me. You left me all alone, and now I have nobody I can call a friend. I'm better off alone, cause now I'll find somebody who can stay with me till the end. Oh, baby, you're not for me, and I can't see that. All you did was put out some ass. How does that face the fact that you weren't meant for me? I'm better off alone, cause now I'll find somebody who can stay with me till the end. Oh, baby, you're one girl I thought would stay with me, but you're not what I thought you'd be. Good thing I'm not blind and can't see, you never stay with me.
No.
kid Gulliver, brand new, I Want to Be a Pop Star, that I believe I played a couple weeks ago. But it's a big song on the indie circuit of stations, and I'm glad that Simone was able to be nice enough to send that to me, because it's a wicked cool song. You can find Kid Gulliver on Bandcamp. Just type in Kid Gulliver, and you'll find I Want to Be a Pop Star, as well as some other good songs that I've played on this on Strike the Box, like Susie Survived Chemotherapy. So there you go. And these songs have also been on, I believe, Bill Kelly's show on Sirius XM, as well as a bunch of other shows. So please, check it out. Anyway, as I said, finished up with some Kid Gulliver with I Want to Be a Pop Star. We started things off with Muck and the Myers, a brand new single, Take Me Back to Your Planet Earth, from Rumbar Records, which is going to be on their EP of the same title, Take Me Back to Your Planet Earth. And as I've read in a review here, the song is really about feeling alienated from modern life in general, but its themes are all the more poignant at this moment that requires us to live much of our lives virtually. If you felt like you've been living in an alternate reality, or perhaps even on another planet in recent months or years, this will be your new favorite song. Pretty good video out with the song too, so check out Rumbar Records, Muck and the Myers, Take Me Back to Planet Earth, and also Google it, because you should be able to find their video. And when we were talking about Planet Earth, hey, I had to throw in some Devo with Planet Earth from Freedom of Choice 1980. And one thing I didn't know, on the album, Jerry Casale is on the lead vocals, but I guess during the live versions, Mark Mothersbaugh would be on the live versions. So there's some rock and roll history for you. Some garage rock from 1966, Weird, by the Wee Four, off of the New Sound Limited label. And what I didn't know, till I was researching this, is that all the members of Wee Four were under 5 feet 8 inches tall. More rock and roll history for you. The Human Beings, with Nobody But Me, from 1967. You can also find that on the Kill Bill Volume 1 soundtrack, I believe. At least I know I heard it during Kill Bill. I'd have to check my soundtrack, so I shouldn't get ahead of myself like that. Anyways, I am rambling here, aren't I? As I usually do. Hopefully you're doing okay out there. It's Wednesday as I do the show for the Thursday broadcast, and it's gloomy right now. It's been wicked hot the last few days, but this morning we had rain. And I hear it's going to get out of here and get humid again. Great. All right. Like I said, hopefully everyone's doing okay out there. And we're making money. 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 Let's sing some songs about money coming up next. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box on WMFO in Memphis, 91.5 FM, on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
Love is prayer, but you better make money. $25,000 in a brown paper bag.
Follow the money.
What do you mean? Where?
Well, I can't tell you that.
But you could tell me that.
No, I have to do this my way. You tell me what you know, and I'll confirm. I'll keep you in the right direction if I can, but that's all. Just follow the money.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's everything. That I'm hoping for. Hold me and kiss me and tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
So you're giving up? Just like that?
Giving up on what?
On getting an inheritance from a distant relative.
Don't you think if there were a billionaire in the family, we'd know about it by now?
Listen to me. We are one phone call away from riding horses on our own private polo grounds. One call from christening yachts, having a butler, using summer as a verb.
How do you figure?
Look, everyone's got a rich uncle somewhere. It's statistics. So the best thing you can do is just prepare for the inevitable.
Right. Which is why I thought maybe it would be smart to take control of my finances. You know, start using a budget, get out of debt, set some retirement goals.
Budgets? Debt? You watch your mouth. Retirement shouldn't be a goal for us. It should be a way of life.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
That you know who you are.
What do you want to be?
And have you traveled very far?
Far as the eye can see.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people? How often have you been there?
Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man. Baby,
Baby, You're a Rich Man, The Beatles from 1967, the B-side to All You Need Is Love, and No to My Nieces and Nephews, I Am Not Your Rich Uncle. So, start saving, if you haven't saved already. Baby, You're a Rich Man has been said to have some interesting meaning. Some say that it's a interpretation of their manager back then, Brian Epstein, or of just a comment on fame. But you'll have to do your own reading because there's all kinds of stuff out there regarding that song. Some Dean Landau from just last July, 2019. Money off of his digital 4-pack that you can get at Bandcamp Records. I haven't played Dean for a while, so I wanted to showcase him a little bit. Make sure you check out Dean Landau on Bandcamp. Followed it up with some more Money with the Sonics with their version of Money. Originally done by Barrett Strong, early 60s, 62, 63. The Beatles had a hit with it back in 1963, and the Sonics did their version back in 1965 off the Etiquette label. Classic Ruins. Now, what's funny is when I was looking at my backlist here, I had something else written in. And then as I was listening back to this, I was like, oh, hey, whoa. I didn't have this written down. But we had Geraldine, I Need Money, More Than I Need You. Oof. That stings, especially for Geraldine. Classic Ruins from 1980. Made it onto the Lassie Eats Chickens LP back in 1986. And the Liars actually have a version of that with from 1983. And I have it, and I've played it. I just don't remember when, how long ago, and was it on the radio or the podcast? Time just melts away, I guess. Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. Song from 1953. It's based on a famous Russian tune called Volga Melody. Okay. Well, Tony Bennett had a number one hit with it back in 1953. I haven't played it in a long time, but it's one I've played when I've been on hiatus, when I haven't done a show for like a semester or two, and I've come back. What can I tell you? And some, and as I finished up with the Beatles, with Baby, You're a Rich Man. No, I'm not. Let's get back to some music. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box here at WMFO in Memphis, 91.5 FM, on the World Wide Web at WMFO and .org. Yeah, WMFO.org. And I'm actually not in the studio, but I'm in my office in Somerville working on this show. All right, back to the music. How about some Jay and the Arch Criminals from Rumbar Records? Yeah, that's what's coming up next.
Little daggers got the makings of disaster. Little daggers. Tried to do everything we could.
What do you mean?
Well, you know what I mean. He's gone. And we couldn't do nothing about it. That's it.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
He's gone. He's gone. And that's it.
I wanna be an operator, but it never works the way
Hi, this is Stabby from A Bunch of Jerks, and you're listening to Strike the Box on 91.5 WMFO.
Medford!